I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, on Leaders Portfolio. We're in the midst of this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. If you're a business who sells to the private sector or maybe even the public sector, you might win Leadership Business of the Year. Or maybe your leader also deserves to win Business Leader of the Year. Well, there's separate categories for businesses with under and over 50 employees. Go to leadersportfolio.com for details. We're here in the Leaders Portfolio Studio with the president of Connect Your Care, Mr. Jamie Spriggs. Located in Hunt Valley, Maryland, Connect Your Care operates as a standalone company of Express Scripts and operates as a directed healthcare account administrator. Mr. Jamie Spriggs was also a 2012 Maryland finalist for Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you. I appreciate the offer.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what you provide. I know healthcare savings accounts have been around for decades. Or a while.
They've been around for about 8 years now.
Eight years.
Health savings accounts, exactly.
Really?
Right. They were part of the Bush Medicare Act in 2004.
But they were happening in the private sector before that, like 15 years ago.
Their predecessor, flexible spending accounts, have been around for about 30 years, and HSAs are a natural evolution to flexible spending accounts.
Tell me the differences.
The biggest difference is flexible spending accounts are use it or lose it. So at the end of the year, if you haven't spent it, then you lose it and you start over the next year. Health savings accounts are permanent accounts. They're like a 401k. They're portable. When you leave an employer, you take it with you. And they grow. They're triple tax advantage. So they grow tax-free. You put the money in tax-free and you spend it tax-free.
And what's the reason employers would want this?
Employers are looking to control their health care costs and get their employees better incented and aligned with saving on health care. Overall, today, we've trained them to not be healthcare consumers. We've trained them to just listen to the healthcare profession, to count on their insurance company. So we have the best consumer country in the world, yet we're one of the poorest in terms of healthcare consumerism. We're just told to believe what everyone tells us. So employers are looking to get employees engaged into their healthcare to help make the right decisions, whether it's a generic over a brand prescription, whether it's an outpatient procedure versus an inpatient procedure. So at the end of the day, the employers, by giving the employees some skin in the game, are looking to get them to be smarter consumers.
So what happens if you have, an employee gets your healthcare savings account and then they move to another employer and that new employer won't do healthcare savings accounts? So
right.
What does the employee do at that point?
It's their account. It's just like a 401k. So you can keep it forever. You can use it for out-of-pocket expenses. You can let it accumulate over time. Now, you can only contribute when you have a high-deductible health plan. And the IRS sets that rule. So you can't contribute unless you have a high-deductible health plan. But you can still use it for disbursements or let it to grow over time.
One of the things that your firm argues, Connect Your Care, is that the benefits for those involved in a consumer-directed hair care plan is that they're more likely to increase the use of preventative services.
Exactly. There's been a lot of studies, and since HSAs were first introduced in 2004, it's just now becoming actuarially significant where we have enough data to say that employees that utilize health savings accounts and higher deductible health plans are actually better consumers of preventative care medicine. So we find a couple things which seem to be opposing each other. But the first is that they're spending less. So they're more concerned about their expenditures out of pocket because they feel the pain some too. And then also they're using the care more wisely. So they would rather use preventative care than go for an emergency procedure. It's very analogous to getting your oil changed in your car versus waiting for the engine to explode and then paying for that. And people realize that, and so they're using preventative care much better when they do have the HSA plans.
And Connect Your Care was acquired by a Fortune 500 company.
It was in 2007.
And was that your intent when you started it? Or when you... when did you join Connect Your Care? That's a better way to say it.
Yeah, I founded the company in 2002, and frankly, we felt like it was the right time for consumer-directed healthcare. HRAs, which are another predecessor of health savings accounts, healthcare reimbursement arrangements were introduced in 2002. So at that point, it felt like the country was headed down a path that was unsustainable. We couldn't, without moving to a health account-based healthcare system, it was pretty obvious that the double-digit inflation in healthcare was reaching, headed towards a cliff. So in 2002, when I started the company, I felt like the timing was right. The country had to move towards a health account-based healthcare system. And frankly, I didn't have an exit strategy in mind. I know the typical exits are a sale to a bigger company, but a sale, an IPO, all the different options at that point in time were beyond the horizon. I was mostly focused on getting product, getting our first customers, getting up and running, and then, you know, looking for the exit doors later.
And you, this is your second company that was acquired by a Fortune 500 company.
It is. In 1996, I was a co-founder of a company called Real Life HR that was eventually acquired by Aon Hewitt.
And so were those, did you have two, have you run companies twice and both times they ended up with a Fortune 500 acquisition?
It is. I was not the CEO of my prior company, but I was on the board and I was CIO. So I've been involved in management of two separate companies that have now been acquired by Fortune 500.
So are you going to eventually take a risk of a third, or is this, you know, you got a pretty good track record? And
it's a tough call because I do miss the startup environment, but we're not done with our mission at Connect Your Care, and you know, this was really my baby. I had one co-founder, and the idea came to me as part of the evolution of my prior company. So, but until our country, until every American has a health savings account, I feel like we're in the wrong healthcare system, and we're missing out on savings opportunity. We're wasting costs. We have a lot of inefficiencies in the system. So, and we're a long way from that. We're growing at 20% as a year, as a market. But still, last year, we moved from 11.4 to a little over 13 million health savings accounts. So we're still at the very beginning of a long path. So there's a lot of room left to run in the consumer-directed healthcare space.
Are you watching very closely the Supreme Court ruling this week on Obamacare? Are you? I mean,
absolutely.
How would it affect you either way, business-wise?
Our feeling is the market always prevails, and this is clearly the best solution in the market, and consumers will gravitate towards the best solution. And we've seen that, you know, throughout PPACA, throughout Obamacare, since the beginning has been some of the fastest growth within health savings accounts. Because what it's done, it's had the perverse effect of employers have looked, really examined their healthcare plan and said, what's best for us? What's best for our employees? And the deeper you look, the more numbers you run, the better consumer-directed healthcare looks. So we've had tremendous growth over the past couple years, partially as the pressure that Obamacare put on the market as a whole. So we're pretty confident the decision is going to be 6-3 against Obamacare. We have a lot of good information, you know, saying that. But regardless, we feel like the market will prevail. We think the market will still continue to gravitate towards health savings accounts. It just makes so much sense on every level.
Interesting. All right, we're speaking with the president of Connect Your Care, Mr. Jamie Spriggs. Now, Jamie, your background, you have a bachelor's in industrial and systems engineering from Georgia Institute of Technology. What's your overall leadership philosophy?
My overall philosophy is it's really pretty basic. It's to hire the best people and put an agreed-upon, coherent strategy in place. I think once you do those two things, you can almost sit back and put it in auto drive and watch things happen. So those are easier said than done, obviously, but I think there are two things that people always forget about. I like to interview every person that comes into the company. I like to know what their job's going to do, what job they're doing, and how that fits into their experience in the past, and then monitor them very closely once they start. And then also make sure that we spend a lot of time on strategy. Companies get older and forget about strategy. Every year we refresh our strategy, communicate it to the entire company so that every employee in every interaction, whether it's an interaction with a customer, whether it's a process they're working on, regardless, they're considering our strategy and our focus and pushing that forward. And I find that's a very empowering strategy. We tend to retain our employees for much longer because of that. And our customers like us better because they feel like they know our personality as a company and they know what we stand for.
With that philosophy, do you ever have an issue with your strategy being leaked out if you kind of share it with however many employees?
I would rather take the risk of our strategy leaking out than of our employees not fully understanding our strategy. And it is a risk. We can look at a lot of our competitors' material, the colors, the content, and we do see that it gets out. But to me, that's much less of a risk than our employees not understanding what we stand for and what our mission is.
And how many employees now?
We have about 150 extended employees.
And I've got a Forbes business quote for you. The health of nations is the wealth of nations. This is by Will Durant. Any thoughts?
That's a great quote, and I think that can kind of go either way. You know, if you look at it, we were the healthiest country when we were the wealthiest country, but we've kind of slid the other direction, and we're starting to see that reversals of fortune in both cases, both our health as a country and our wealth as a country. So I think it's very important. We've always said health equals wealth. It's actually one of our slogans that we use, so we definitely believe in that.
Oh, interesting. Oh, good. Oh, that was a perfect quote.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard that. I'm going to have to use that going forward.
The president of ConnectYourCare, Mr. Jamie Spriggs, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. Jamie, thanks for being with us in studio.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Blackson.
Thanks to these supporters of leadership, our Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. Thank you for supporting leadership. And if you're a business that also wants to support leadership, consider sponsoring Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith.